Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Houston, David Burton here. And David, very special night tonight. We got a wedding tonight. Index getting married, so to speak, storyline wise. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. That's how I do. Not only do we have a wedding, we also have a title.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, for those who don't know, Samoa Joe was injured recently, and he is no longer NXT champion. So the winner of tonight's Fatal 4-Way main event will be the new NXT champion.
Yeah.
It sucks because he just won the title.
That reminds me of Finn Balor when he won the he won the Universal Championship. The next day, had to relinquish the title.
Mhm.
And we still go by that Jack Tunney rule that you got 90 days to defend your. You don't. You have to defend your title within 60 days, something like that. No, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Within 30 days. You have to defend your title. If not, find a new champion or strip you of the championship. So,
yeah.
Eventually, all the other companies follow suit. And everybody now follows the Jack Tunney rule. You got 30 days for your championship or we'll find a new champion.
What about Big E? Another black person now WWE champ.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, man.
Mm-hmm. I did like the comments they made. You left SmackDown because you couldn't beat Lesnar and you couldn't beat Roman Reigns. Of course, Roman Reigns would tweet "smart choice." Speaking of Roman Reigns is defending the Universal Championship on Extreme Rules against Finn Balor. But now that Big E is champion, I wonder what does that do for the WWE Championship? Because there's no WWE title match. There's a Universal title, the SmackDown Women's, and the Raw Women's as of right now.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to add it on later.
Well, we'll see what happens in time.
I highly doubt the champion gets the night off. So either later on the weeks to come, they'll add the championship match. But I'm pretty sure the champion won't get a night off.
Time will tell.
I'm pretty sure about it. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, before we go any further, I got to mention back on our sponsor here for 1 second and pull this up here. But I got to mention this because the more I mention it and the more you mention it, the more I get paid. So I got to add this up. Later, check out Back Deliveries and More LLC. You need some package delivered. You need a ride share. You need anything delivered. They got your back. Back Deliveries and More LLC. The 1-888 backup. That's about BAKUP. Hang on, I get the number together. Y'all just give me 1 second here. While I'm doing that, you go to backdeliveriesandmorellc.com. There you go. Give me a moment to put it up. I'm supposed to have this together, man. These people that's helping us out a little bit, supposed to have it together, ain't that something? But in the meantime, I'm gonna come back to them in just a second. In the meantime, David, you're a Marvel fan. How do you feel about Venom being 90 minutes?
Well, 90 minutes for a reason. So, it's gonna be interesting to see what transpires during those 90 minutes.
Yeah. Yes, fans, you heard us correctly. Marvel, Let There Be Carnage, Venom 2 is going to be out the end of this month, October 1st, 1-2, and it's going to be 90 minutes, excuse me. That's the shortest ever.
Yeah, you know, normally their movies are much, much longer.
At least 2 hours. At least.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. I got my people up here. Okay. I get the description here. All right, back to the Rich and More LLC. It puts the D in delivery. 888-71 backup. That's about BAKUP. 888-712-2587. They put the D in delivery. You need a package. You need a ride share. You need whatever. They got your back. Backup deliveries and more LLC. One more time. They put the D in delivery. Man, speaking of delivery, Bobby Lashley and Big E, they went at it last night. We have a new champion, as we said. I'm looking forward to this championship reign.
Me too. It's going to be very interesting to see how long he's champion.
Well, yeah. It's August.
Somebody made a comment and said September, actually.
Huh?
Somebody made a smart comment and said, poor Xavier Woods.
Well, he may hold the phone. He might be next. You never know.
That's true.
It happened. Tag teams and groups where all three members have been champion. You know? Like, I'm...
Well, what about Lashley? That was stupid of him to do a move like that and injure himself.
Yeah, it would. For example, Evolution. All members of Evolution are former world and WWE champions.
Absolutely.
So you never know. Xavier Woods, his chance is coming. Maybe not right now. Maybe next year. Maybe the year after that. Maybe the year after that. Maybe 5 years from now. Who knows? But it's coming.
You know, New Day and Undertaker have some sort of movie type deal that's going to be on Netflix.
I don't like the... it's cool, but I don't like the title. That's just corny as hell.
I'm sure it is. I don't know the title, but I do know about it.
It's called Escape the Undertaker. It's corny as hell. I like the... Y'all could come up with something else. But New Days, they're cool folks. I'll give it a try, but y'all come on now.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
That's corny as hell, man.
That's a bit much. Of course, Triple H recovering from his little heart attack.
Hey, man, he had a heart attack?
What don't you know about that?
No, he had something wrong. He had a procedure done.
It wasn't a seizure. It was a little heart issue, a cardiac heart issue, and it was reported to be a mild heart attack.
Wow. Something about genetic. He got a heart condition that's genetic or something?
That I don't know. Basically that's what happened, they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been getting a lot of well wishes and a lot of speed of recovery on things of that nature. And Triple H hasn't wrestled since 2019, so...
That's good.
Who knows? He may not come back after that.
Well, of course he's coming back. He just won't be in the ring for quite some time. Or ever.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, the ring.
Yeah. But he shouldn't. He's supposed to be the boss. He's supposed to be next in line, run the thing. He shouldn't. So, stay backstage, run the show behind, leave the wrestling to the young folks. Like Booker T once said, it's a young man's game.
Well, a lot of things are a young man's game.
Mm-hmm.
But that is true.
And you can't do it no more. It's time to hang up the boots. You can't do it no more.
Yeah, you can only do so much. reminds me of what happened this past Saturday with the whole Evander Holyfield thing. He had no business being in that ring.
Mm-hmm.
59 years old, it just wasn't a good night. But he lost in a devastating fashion to MMA legend Vitor Belfort.
Ow.
And in a boxing match, got beat in his own game as a night of staff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he has no business in the ring. Belter 44, again, Holyfield 59, going on 60. You know, there comes a period where you know you need to step aside. You can't do it no more.
Yeah.
Oh, too old.
That's the point. That's the point right there, man. You gotta let it go sometimes.
No, people try to go and they try to hang on as long and as much as they could. I was like, yeah, when you're that old, it's no such thing as time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But Jerry Waller, the guy is still going, wrestling on the Indies at 71.
You know what?
Stop.
I always thought these divas, these women would give Jerry Lawler a heart attack.
Wow.
Cause you know Jerry loves the ladies, man.
He likes them young.
I said one of these days women will give him a heart attack one of these days.
He likes them young. Of course, Kenny Omega, who was named Pro Wrestling Illustrated, he was number one in their 500 list.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people are saying that it should have been Roman Reigns, and I agree, it should have been Roman Reigns. I thought Roman Reigns had more, to be honest, Roman Reigns had more of a better year and a better run than Omega, so he should have been number one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Omega did lose the, Impact World Championship. He is still the AAA and AEW World Champion as of right now. Of course, we do know a pregnant Candice LeRae. I mean, Candice LeRae has continued to be on NXT television. So I don't think we're going to be seeing her tonight. I know she was on last week and a week before. You know, I was never a fan of wrestling weddings. So that's one thing I will not be looking forward to.
My favorite of all, and you was there. I wasn't there for it because I was born yet. My favorite of all is Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth.
Well, that was the best one. And that actually didn't feel the way the normal weddings are.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best one.
This one should be interesting. I think they should do the wedding first and get it out the way, production-wise.
You might be right.
So they might do that first, get out the way and everything.
I agree. I think they should do it first. Save all the wrestling for last.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
Even that, or put it in the middle of the show.
I can't wait to see. I want to see how Dexter Lumber is going to say his I do. I want to see this. This dude don't talk.
He rarely talks.
Yeah. I want to see this, man.
He's only spoken a couple of times. So this is going to be interesting. It's also going to be interesting to see what he's going to be wearing, too.
I would like to see the wearing style. I'd like to see Brock Lesnar one more time. Well, champ should go, because I miss saying this. I really do. Paul Heyman can't do it. I'll do it for you. You're reigning, defending, undisputed, either WWE or Universal Champion Brock Lesnar. I miss hearing
that.
Yeah, he ain't the champion right now, is he?
Yo, he will be again.
Yeah, I miss Brock Lesnar. I miss Paul Heyman doing that. That was funny, by the way. Paul Heyman switching up.
Well, Paul was doing his job.
Yeah.
Well, he's still Brock Lesnar's advocate, despite being Roman Reigns' special counsel.
And the Garden had some special moments with Paul and Brock, because not too long ago, I think it was about 20 years ago, Paul Heyman stabbed Brock Lesnar in the back to jump ship with the Big Show.
Oh, yes, the Survivor Series in 2002.
At Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting.
They were pissed, that crowd.
Oh, yeah. He's a New Yorker.
Okay, this is going to help me turn left in the fence. But that was cool to have Lesnar and them do all that stuff first.
Save
Finn Balor for last. They could have did something with John Cena instead of having him wrestle off camera. They could have had him compete on television. Which John Cena has been still wrestling after SummerSlam, just not on television. Funny, he's only had one TV match, not with SummerSlam, which he lost.
Mm-hmm.
All his other matches have not been on television. They were house show matches and matches before or after a Raw or a SmackDown. This whole Alexa Bliss Charlotte thing is getting strange.
Oh, getting strange? All of a sudden, it's getting strange now. It's been strange since day one.
Yeah, but that made it much more strange. I was like, what is this?
And if you notice, Bliss. I'm not going to say Alexa Bliss. Every time I say Alexa Bliss, my app goes off. I'm going to say Bliss. To like a little Harley Quinn thing going on. And I
like it.
And I like it.
It's a bit off, but I get it.
Yeah.
Man. If it been, well, you do know AEW's next pay-per-view is not until November, but leading up to that, Kenny Omega will be defending his championship, but we're not sure against who. And we do know Brian Danielson announced his intention that he wants to shot at the championship.
Unfortunately, it won't be Adam Cole, baby. The reason...
Well, Adam Cole is with Omega in the Elite.
Yeah.
And Adam Cole, who will have his debut match against Kazarian tomorrow night on Dynamite.
Yeah, but it's not like friends have a challenge with their friends' championship before, right? You know?
No.
It's done before.
I'm sure he'll get a championship shot.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know, I'm sure, and I'm positive Adam Cole came there to be a champion.
Oh, definitely.
Is a women's champion, so why not? But I'm sure when he wants it, he'll come out.
And the match everybody's looking forward to. At some point down the road, everybody's looking forward to it. Brian Danielson, his real name, by the way, against CM Punk at some point.
Several times.
Of course you have. We all know.
They've done it in Ring of Honor. They've done it in WWE.
Yeah, I'm talking about AEW version.
Same thing. Now, if people haven't seen him wrestle, then that's different.
Yeah.
Besides, CM Punk still has to get all that ring rust off him.
Yeah, it's been a mighty long time since he stepped in the ring to wrestle.
Because if to wrestle now against Brian Danielson, it's not going to turn out too well for some. Mm-hmm.
As God knows, his UFC career went down the toilet.
Oh, of course.
It went down.
Shouldn't have happened.
It went down the toilet so bad you needed a snake to unclog it, man. That's how bad his career was. It flooded the toilet. And you need a snake to unclog the toilet. That's how bad his UFC career was.
Speaking of MMA, Anderson Silva knocking out Tito Ortiz this past weekend. They fought each other in a boxing match. Now, both of those fights ended in knockouts. Devastating knockouts at that. We've seen Holyfield get taken out. We've seen Tito Ortiz get taken out on the same show. Shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. And what about Christian? Christian, the Impact World Champion, is having issues because he needs a number one contender, and the number one contender will be named to challenge Christian for the Impact Championship.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, next in line is Austin. Christian having his hand over him right now. Mm-hmm. Trevor Murdoch is enjoying his run as the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Nothing has been announced in terms of him defending his championship. Allison Kay and Marty Bell, the NWA Women's Tag Team Champions, are going to have their first defense in a couple of days. After winning a tournament to become the new champions at their last, well, not their last pay-per-view, but their pay-per-view in Power, which was their first all-women's pay-per-view. The night we see an awesome Colin call is quits and retire. Which shocked me because I didn't see that coming.
Speaking of, back at their anniversary show, I gotta give a shout out to John Goodman. I know he knew or cared about wrestling in the first place. So like, that's a great introduction. Much love to you, John Goodman.
I thought that was good. That was a nice opening.
I didn't know he cared about wrestling like that. Like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I know he gave a damn. Okay, I like that.
I was like, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Man, NXT is going to be interesting because this will be the first show to use the new logo in the new setup.
It sucks.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it.
It's booty. It's trash.
I will say the entrance setup does look nice, though.
Yeah.
They put up early pictures of it. I saw it. It actually looks pretty nice.
Logo, the logo's trash. I like to see it. The logo's trash.
Yeah, the logo sucks. The setup and the whole logo change was all Vince. Triple H is still running NXT, which is good, but he's not running it now after what happened to him.
Yeah. I gotta give a shout out to all those who put together our sets and everything. WWE sets and whatnot. They do hard. They work their butts off. They do a great job. My only problem is they wait till like till the week of to get started.
Yeah, they take especially the pay-per-views. Those take the longest.
Yeah.
You know, they'll set up like an entire week, let's say, for WrestleMania. They'll work from Monday up until the day of the show, setting things up. Now, something like a simple Raw or SmackDown, that's only going to take a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
But that is a lot of work. I don't know. Did you see the whole 9/11 thing they did up on the network? That was a very, very good show.
It was. I wasn't there. I watched the original broadcast of that day. That was actually yesterday, in fact, the anniversary of that show. But at the time, it was a Thursday. It's not, it was on Thursday anyway. But at the time, it was the first assembly of its size since the attack on Tuesday.
Yes, and they talked about everything that went down behind the scenes and everything leading up to them doing that. Plus, interviews from some of the wrestlers and the backstage personnel that was there that day. It was very, very good. You know, seeing people from Steve Austin to Paul Heyman and Edge and Devon Dudley talk about that day and their feelings about that day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, The Undertaker and Kane and a couple other people were on there, including Vincent Southall.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen the documentary, it's very, very good.
And this is, of course, during the Alliance era. Of course, we have to put that aside for a little bit. You know, Kills the Nation. We'll pick it back up the next week. But this is the time to heal the people.
Even though Kurt Angle's on the thing, he's on it as well. Of course, all the interviews are brand new. So to see Stone Cold, Undertaker, Kane, and Kurt Angle sort of be on there was cool. To tell their side of the story, talk about that day and how they were feeling and what it was. Well, I'm not going to give away too much. You got to see it. It's worth watching. I recommend people watch that documentary. Of course, the documentary did air on September 11th. It's still there. I recommend everybody to watch that documentary. It was absolutely one of the best all year.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you this. Where were you during that time, 9/11 attack?
Oh, I was in school.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in school.
That's the thing. I'm sorry.
Teacher walks. Principal announces what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's confused. Teachers telling us what's going on, and we're like, what the hell is going on here? Yeah. Next thing we know, parents are picking up their kids and taking them out of school, so it got real serious.
And this was in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, okay, this is not good. If the parents are picking us up and taking us home, I'm thinking it's bad to the point where everybody's going to like this. It's really, 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 really bad.
Meanwhile,
it wasn't until I got home until I seen the buildings being hit by the planes, and I was like, whoa, this is something.
Meanwhile,
I've never seen anything like this before, but this is something.
Meanwhile, I can't remember. I was either at home or at school that day. I'm about 9. 2001, I was like 9. So I'm either home or at school. And the accidents happened. I'm far away in Louisiana, so we're not even affected by that. But still, you know.
Well, you had three cities like Washington, Philadelphia, and of course New York.
Mm-hmm.
Buildings in those three cities were all hit by planes. Of course, the Twin Towers in New York got it the worst. It was something. Like, I've never seen anything like this. Before, I didn't know. I knew it wasn't attacked. Something was definitely going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned. We didn't know what was going on. If this was going to continue, if anybody going to speak. And they interrupted every television show that was on, and everything that was on was news for the entire week.
Oh, yeah.
So all it was bad things being passive. And to have WWE do that and put on the show to going off to give people a break from what was going on, I think that was pretty awesome.
It sure needed it, man.
And to be honest, people needed that. You know, they needed a break from such a madness, and WWE gave people a break for for 2 hours. That's one of the beautiful things about WWE. Whatever bad things are going through in your day, you watch WWE, and that little hour, hour and a half, 2-3 hours, all that stuff that's going on that bothers you can temporarily go away, and you can just focus on what you watched.
Absolutely. Well, wrestling in general, but especially the WWE, because we have that. I put it like this. Everybody knows it. Whether you like WWE, whether you hate, you have problems with the company or not, you know deep down, WWE is Old Faithful.
Yes, it is.
I know people have their issues nowadays. I get that. But let's admit it. Deep down, they're Old Faithful.
I guarantee you, if you're having a bad day and you want to watch wrestling and take your mind off things, you ain't going to be watching it. Mm-hmm. You're going to be watching WWE. Yeah.
We've been there for you, man. Like that time, I'll take you back some years ago. That time you was in school and you couldn't get a day on a Friday night, you was watching WWE. That time you can't come home from a painful doctor's visit, you need some comfort, boom, WWE. It was there for you.
Yeah. I know from experience, I've done it several times myself, especially when I get sick and I'm not feeling well, and I want to take my mind off things, I watch WWE.
Mm-hmm. You've been there.
Yeah, there's nothing like that.
That's it.
Of course, you know, before the whole SmackDown thing, I was like, you know what, I need to stop watching this thing. There's nothing on. I'm gonna read something and play some video games. Mm-hmm. Take my mind off this all this catastrophe and stuff. And there was nobody outside when this stuff went down.
Oh yeah.
You know, people were afraid to leave their house. So there weren't people going outside, there weren't people playing basketball, going to the store, everybody was home. Mm-hmm. You know, every city you lived in, it was pretty much deserted after 9/11. But yeah, no one's going outside.
Ah, man, I remember my mom took me to work. This is like pre-9/11. My mom took me to work. I get to get on the computer, everything else. And my mom worked for Social Security Administration. So, yeah, try it after 9/11. 9/11, like, nope. Sign in. You got to guess. We need to know everything about that person. Mm-hmm. It's got strict to 9/11.
Change the whole game, to be honest. Would you believe that WWE did it first public gathering? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's pretty damn impressive. And hats off to Vince for doing it. He was like, screw it, we're doing this.
Yeah.
That was a remarkable night. And it was a damn good show, too. One of my favorite SmackDown episodes of all time. To have that 2 hours in the WWE was like, oh, even more impressive. I remember hearing how they were talking about how they weren't even sure if people were going to show up to the event because of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, we're going to do this, but we're not sure if anybody's going to show up and score. We're going to take a chance, and we're going to do this anyway. We're going to do it regardless whether people show up or not. We're going to take a chance. Like, we're going to do what we do best and entertain. If people show up, they'll show up. They'll take that chance, but we're doing this. And people showed up and sold the place out.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, that was impressive in itself. You know, the Americans, the fans in Houston, Texas, basically saying, yeah, we're not going to be afraid. We're going to have some fun. We're going to go to WWE, and we're going to watch SmackDown, and we're going to have a good time. And if you get this thing, you can have it.
Yeah.
So to see the fans do that, pack the place, sell the place out, was impressive. Speaking of impressive, Cody will be returning to AEW September 22nd, and he's going to get his hands on Malakai Black. Of course, the reason Cody hasn't been on television is Cody is a judge on the TNT show called the Go Home Game Show, which is kind of a little bit like America's Got Talent, kind of like that. Mm-hmm. So he just got done filming season 2. And Miz, who hasn't been on television because he's currently filming Dancing with the Stars, which he is a contestant on. So, and of course, Asuka hasn't been on television. She's dealing with an injury. She should be back soon. I love me some Asuka.
The only problem with Asuka, the only problem in this world, why give her a microphone, man? As you know dang well, the English is not her first language.
Well, I can't understand a thing this woman says. I know, but it's funny.
She could cuss you out in Japanese, you never know.
Yeah.
And I,
isn't that cool?
It is. I would love to cuss somebody out another language to get away with it.
You know what they should do? If every time she talks, they should have the subtitles.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely, man.
Not just for her, but for anybody who wants to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that would be a tremendous idea. Something I feel they should have did a long time ago. Because I remember when Rusev started, he didn't speak a word of English until like over a year after he made his debut.
Lord, remember to Jerry?
Yeah.
Him and Will Regal is hilarious. William Regal is an impressive wrestler, man. I'll tell you something. The fact this dude on the fly at least tried to, maybe he did, I don't know, at least tried to understand, to pretend like you understand what he talked to Jerry was saying, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but the fact that he pulled it off is amazing.
You know what? You're absolutely right. They were interesting together to watch, though.
As friends and as partners and as opponents, too.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, that was interesting to watch, to see them two interact with each other like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what is this guy saying? Like, maybe the jury knows something we don't know.
Right.
But yeah, those two are pretty cool together. And look at the time. The time went by so fast. You only got less than 14 minutes. Mm-hmm. Till NXT goes on the air. And new and revamped and different NXT. Which means our time is up. And it's time for us to get out of here.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. By the way, that time has come upon us next month, of course. Those who partake in Halloween, if you want to, you know, get some nice candy now, go to Walmart. Now, I know candy corn, okay? No, I want no doggone candy corn. You go to Walmart, get some nice candy. Don't give the kid no candy corn. Walmart got you covered. And I'm giving kids no candy corn. I don't want no candy corn. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Have a great day. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Take care.